Hey guys, welcome to the show. Today I wanted to cover Code of Silence one more time this year before, well, I'm trying to get this video in before Christmas so you guys can still shop and decide on getting some Code of Silence. And I'm not just saying that because they bought some space on the podcast, but I am saying that because I did test this stuff and myself and Kevin thoroughly were wearing this for, oh man, it must be 2 months now straight. And to be honest, team Code of Silence over there, very happy with the results. And I'm not just saying that because you guys bought some ad space. I'm being dead serious. This stuff was absolutely incredible. I was warm. I was extremely comfortable. And it was super quiet. So one of the things I think that people don't realize when they're buying hunting gear is that you don't want to have anything that can make any sounds like rubbing or anything like when you're sitting in position and you need to twist or turn in your tree stand, having the ability to get your shot off without the deer seeing you or hearing you is really important. And if you make a sound from your clothes rubbing, that's a problem. And Code of Silence has fixed that. And that's the, I guess, the term of the name, silence in there. And I had two deer this year at 3 and 5 yards, and I easily could have made my shot. I mean, maybe the tree stand would have gave me away, but the clothes weren't definitely giving me away. So
I'm kind of a seasoned veteran, Dave, of 2 years now. I'm going to let the new person that Jamie was got a year under her belt.
It's been a really cool year. Like Ev and I were actually just talking the other day of as we're closing 2023 and just the feedback that we've seen from our customers has been phenomenal. I wouldn't say surprising because that's exactly what we wanted was to build product to where customers were like, thank you for finally making something like this. But the fact that almost all has provided feedback of that level saying it's amazing.
Yeah. We appreciate your comments, Dave, but we hear a lot of that same, I guess, theme from our customers, which is why we set out to do what we did. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was to build quieter, warmer, you know, more functional bow hunting clothing, particularly. I mean, it's multi-purpose, but you know, it's your opinion and it's your vision and your strategy, and you hope it's not too personal. And to see customers come back and sort of validate that what you believe and what you tried to get done is really cool. So.
Now, what would you guys say has been the best seller so far this past year as far
the
as
the Zone 7
models?
Series?
Zone
yeah.
7.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think the new dialed in series we
that
have
one
too.
For colder weather
so we kind of have huge. We have 4 series right now, kind of 2 in the middle, Zone 7, which we had last year. We upgraded it this year. And then we added a series on top of that we call the dialed in series. And they're almost too versatile, to be honest with you. I mean, a little bit of an unusual year, but it was somewhere between 10 and 46 degrees, you know, from October 15th to now. And I haven't hunted anything different than those two garments. Mm-hmm. And it's really simplified our approach, I guess, as much as anything. But they're definitely our best sellers as well.
Yep.
Yeah. You notice on the Zone 7 dialed in parka, you guys have dual zippers, and I really love that idea. It just makes it so handy to be able to put your phone in one and whatever all the device you need in the other. It's just very smart move on that part. What was that? Was that the concept behind that design? Was it just to have the more options, I guess?
Yeah, and you're talking about the double zipper in the front?
Correct.
Dave, yeah. Or are you talking? Yeah. Yeah. It just gives you better access, I guess. And if you're sitting a lot, which a bow hunter in the sand would be, gives you a chance to, you know, actually increase the circumference of the lower edge of the garment, makes it more comfortable. You just, it just works better to give you more room on the lower edge.
Let's talk about for a second, for the people who didn't see our original conversation a couple of months ago, but let's talk for a second about the materials. So what are the options and what kind of materials are you guys using?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two series that we were talking about with the Zone 7 Versa and dialed in, we use our Berber fleece, and Ev has it actually.
Yeah,
he has to
have something. Have to have something to show, but
so yeah, that's our Berber fabric, and then our Verdigris series, which is the early season one. That one is our fleece wool.
Yeah.
So and there's paneling,
which we actually use that as well in this garment. This is our heavier weight garment. I just grabbed one, Dave, but this is all the garments we just talked about have dual fabric strategies. So in this case, we have our flatter fabric, which is our fleece wool, inside arms, inside hoods, our pants and our bibs would have that in the lower lower leg area. It's a little bit less friction, just a little less going on there. So it gives you kind of the best of both worlds, where you still have the light reflectance and the warmth, but you have just a little less texture.
Yeah, that's awesome. As far as like the packs go, I know we talked about the packs a lot, and there's a lot of cool tech on those packs when it comes to how they can hook on and different stuff like that. I guess tell us about the packs real quick. Like, what can people expect with one of your packs, and what are the options?
Yeah, you know, we really set out to do something different. At first, it was just about creating a quiet pack. We're like, this has got to deliver more than that. And just went back to, you know, solving problems. And carrying rattling antlers was, you know, a huge challenge at times. And so we built this what we call double back, which has just uses the lower edge of the pack and the curvature of antlers to hold them down there. Didn't really see, I guess, originally that same system and that ability to sort of separate gear is what I just talked about. You have your antlers down kind of in the lower storage area, and then you still have the full function of the crossback like you would in a conventional pack. So hence, you know, ability to separate and the name double back. But that same thing, whether you're carrying a couple layers of clothes and you want to put your bib on when you get close to your stand and your parka later, you know, and don't have to worry about what's where in the dark, or you want to carry a platform and a harness underneath and your sticks on top if you're a harness guy, or if you want to carry clothes and your bow. It's just that it really kind of outkicked its coverage, if you will, on storage. And the feedback's been incredible. In fact, we've had some people in the industry that kind of figured out what's going on with the packs and have literally, I'm not exaggerating, had a very big influential guy, it has nothing to do with our brand, actually runs competitive brands, and he's like, you guys are, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Why don't you have 7 videos explaining how this works? Because you are not giving it justice. So we're working on that, but it does the job. Number one, it's quiet.
Right. And it's simple.
Which is what it started to be about. But I know I'm getting all giddy, but it definitely performs the way it should. So.
Talk to us real quick about, and I would agree, I think those packs are absolutely incredible. Definitely, you know, because I think a lot of times there's not confusion, but I mean, a lot of companies, like for instance, Badlands, right? Badlands started out more as a pack company than anything. You know, everybody thought of Badlands thanks to the backpack. And then obviously they went into clothing and a different path. But I guess my point is I could see this product as its standalone packs, you know, because they're that good is my point. So like, yes, you guys have clothing, but hey, you might just want a pack, and we got packs too. So don't forget that type thing, you know, so because it could just be a pack. That's how awesome that is. Talk to us real quick about the camos, like what your options are. Are those homemade camos, that type of stuff?
Yeah. You dig into our camo story, because I think it's one of our biggest parts of our, not only the silent side, the warm side, but the concealment story is huge.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Use the word homegrown, right? But it is our own internal design. Yep. But we really stayed objective with it. I'll try to keep it short, but we went into nature and said, you know, with the backdrop of where hunters are finding themselves in nature. So we did a survey on tree stand height, came out with an average of 14.8 feet all over the board. Some guys were sitting 10, some guys were sitting 33, but 14.8 was the average. And so you put a 6 foot person standing up, gives you a 17.8 feet belt height, rounded up to 18. And then we went into, took that 18 foot mark and went into the most common trees, that we thought bow hunters were sitting primarily in the Midwest, and set at that 18 foot mark, what does the branch size and branch density and really backdrop look like? And then that math drove the element composition in the pattern. So that's why we call it S18, Dave. It stands for stand 18, 18 being 18 feet. And then the colors, you know, we jacquard knit this, which is, I know a lot of people are going to go, what's jacquard knit? But it means that this pattern is actually knit into the fabric instead of printed.
Which most of the time what we see is just a printed pattern.
98% of the fabrics you see out there are printed.
Yep.
One way or another. There's a couple, they're either pigment printed, wet, or what they call wet printed, which is the old kind of cotton BDUs you would see, or it's heat transfer printed, which most of the more technical polyesters are all heat transfer printed. But either way, that puts a tremendous amount of ink in the pattern. And knitting, as I just talked about, uses dye instead of print. And so the amount of synthetics in our surface is significantly less than what you would see in most camouflages, which is where we get the light absorbance from. I know I'm off on a tangent here, but that's the pattern's important, but the fact that it's very low on synthetics and very high in light absorbency, which the woods are 100% organic, they're 100% textured, extremely high in light absorbency. And so we're trying to minimize the contrast between surface materials and the woods, which is why we're doing what we're doing. So
quickly going back to your question, Dave, of like what materials, where I said we have our Berber fleece and then our fleece wool. To Ev's point, the pattern's woven into it versus printed on top of it. And while what we see when we look and buy camo, a lot of it's like, oh, that looks really good, right, to us. But it's intentional in this way. It helps really that concealment story go to a whole new level. And what I mean by that, it adds more texture. It really blends in better because it is made of organic material, which all of nature is too. And it has a very high light absorbency so that it's not reflective. And a lot of what you see today is reflective because of the synthetics and because of the printing.
So, you know, Dave, I'll try to simplify this. And so everybody would say, if you put ghillie suits, it's sort of the pinnacle of camouflage, right? And say, okay, well, that's the gold standard. Well, to put everything else clear down in a bucket, clear down below, and say all other fabrics, regardless of texture, composition, print, whatever, all work the same down here, wherever that place is, and there's nothing in between, it's missing an opportunity. We're narrowing that gap. We're not saying we're as good as a ghillie suit, but we're performing on that same principle of light absorbance. This is why a ghillie suit works. So
there's a reason more pros choose Redneck blinds over any other blind on the market. Combining amazing quietness, scent control, and usability features, you have the ultimate hunting blind. Give them a call or check them out online at redneckblinds.com.
Dakota Silence, we're embracing better. Our focuses, revolutionary concealment, extreme silence, enhanced thermal efficiency, purpose-driven functionality. Unheard, unnoticed, uncompromised.
Last year, Reveal by Tacticam quickly became the most sought-after scouting camera in America, making cellular scouting available to any hunter. We ask our users how we can make this outstanding camera even better, and this is our answer. Introducing the all-new Reveal X. Even easier setup, better battery life, faster trigger speed, on-demand HD photos, extended detection range. This season, find out what all the buzz is about. Get a new Reveal X by Tacticam.
Yeah, that, I mean, it looks so good. I'm looking at just the photo. I mean, it is the woods. That's the thing. Like when you see it and you see the backdrop, even on your photo on here, that is like a Michigan woods. Like when I'm walking through the woods, it looks just like that photo, and it fits very well with that being almost a duller color. You know, I just feel like it really blends in well. I wanted to, I want to change a little
bit. Long answer there, by the way,
Dave. That's why I was like, let's just go. Right. Like, there's a lot to it, but
yeah,
I do want to jump into real quick that I was impressed with the idea that I was able to wear this outfit, in October. I thought I would have to wait till November or whatever, but really it was just cold enough to wear it. And I felt like I don't think I could have wore if it was like 70 or even 60, but 50s, it was perfect. Like I was able to actually get it on in the 50s, maybe like 60, you know, but 50s for sure. And every hunt I did early on was probably like 55 to 60 right in there. And I wore it for that whole weekend and it was great. Had no issues. And then as it dropped as the second week, we went back, which we go back then in November for the rut. That was more in the 40s and one day it was 30, but again, it was fine for all that. Super comfortable, warm, no issues at all. So I don't know. I feel like, it's just a home run, honestly, guys. I'm not just saying that. It was really everything I was hoping it would be, in the field, but not just the warmth or the comfort, but the quality. And that was one of the other things. So there's been other brands that, you know, have worked with us over the years and given us clothes and they fall apart. Like, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know about this, you know, like the zipper comes off or just stuff like that, you know? And that's the other thing I think people need to realize. Okay, when you're buying these things, you don't want to just buy a big brand name just to buy it. You really need to look into the quality, look at the reviews, look at all the issues, find videos like this to discuss all the other brands and see what's going on, because quality plays a big part of it. I mean, can you imagine being out there and your zipper breaks, you know, and you can't zip up if it's 40 degrees. I mean, that would be terrible. So hats off, guys. Honestly, great job.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
We work hard at that.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, so real quick, tell us what's going on for 24. What can we expect? Anything new coming to the plate?
Yeah, we have a new exciting layering system, an early season system coming next year. So
very cool.
I don't know how detail we want to get, but it's been definitely a journey to get to that point.
It has been.
Assortment is a lot of outerwear, but the need for something early season and then also the need for some really efficient layering pieces, we felt.
Yeah. It's so easy to build lightweight clothes if you print them. I mean, it's like falling off a log almost. But to find a jacquard system that will allow us to do what we talked about with the light reflectance and put it in a lightweight technology has literally been a 3-year beat your head against the wall, give up 4 times, go back the well. So we think we got it and we're excited about it.
That's awesome. Ev, Jamie, thank you guys so much for being on. Appreciate it on this quick show today.
Thank you, Dave.
We will get back with you guys in 24 to see that stuff and talk with you on the show and get people's experience. So thank you guys so much for being on. Appreciate it.
Sounds great.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, have a great holiday.
You betcha.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.